Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We go to the phones where we're joined by Raider great Lincoln Kennedy. Link, the news, 5 years and $125 million. Kudos to both sides on the equation, right? To get this done this far before camp shows just how far this organization has come.
Well, I know I'm hitting Derek up for dinner the moment I see him.
Lo already did.
You know, even though I'm never protected for him, I'm just going to, as an offensive lineman to a quarterback relationship, I'm going to help try to harness that. I think Derek needs to buy an In-N-Out burger or something for
him. No question.
Yeah, so. But here's the thing. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Link?
First of all, not surprised. I mean, you knew this deal was going to get done. You knew when they got Derek Carr, the value that they got him in the second round, and then more importantly, seeing how he played through that first contract. I think you all agree that he outplayed that contract fairly early in his career, and you knew absolutely that he was going to be a part of the Raiders. It would be foolish if he wasn't. He is their franchise quarterback, and the way I see it is it's most likely Derek's going to retire, start his career as a Raider, and probably retire as a Raider when it's all said and done.
Link, I couldn't agree with you more. When you look at Derek Carr now he's done. He can concentrate. You heard him say, it's not done by training camp. I don't want to talk about it. I want to concentrate on football. Now that the dust is settled, he can concentrate on football. What's the window and what's the ceiling for Derek Carr this year?
Well, look, here's the thing. The fact that this team won 12 games last year is you want to try to capitalize on that. I mean, to check off your to-do list, you're trying to win a championship if you're an Oakland Raider, and Derek's the leader of that. This team was nowhere close to its efficiency or effectiveness when he went down with the injury, and so everyone knows the true value of him. More importantly, it's trying to pick up the pieces and pick up where you left off. And I know Derek's hungry to come back and definitely prove his worth and take this team to the next level. I mean, all players who are worth something definitely want to do that. The truth of the matter is that the sky's the limit. There's nothing that Derek can't do. It's just he has to go out and do it as a team. This team's got to find a way to beat Kansas City. This team's got to find a way to get past the first round of the playoffs. And then, of course, if the bar that's out there in the National Football League, which I think is the New England Patriots, they set the bar. That's who you have to beat if you want to be a viable champion. They're going to have their chance when they play them in Mexico City this year to see where they are. And then they might meet each other again in the playoffs. But that's the standard to me. You got to get over those humps if you're going to be good.
That's a great litmus test with the Raiders being in Mexico City to take on the Patriots. What do you think of the additions they've made, particularly to the offensive side? Has this helped the Raiders enough to where they should be favorites to win the AFC West?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I think they are going to be favorites to win. If not, I think it's going to come down to between them and Kansas City, and rightfully so, because Kansas City has, you know, beat the Raiders twice last year. The thing is, I think the Raiders were a good team to begin with, and of course, when you, you know, outlast expectations by winning 12 games like they did last year, everyone expects you to be able to pick up. Well, those that play the game know it's not that simple. And so the Raiders have got a lot of work to do, and plus they've got a pretty tenacious schedule, so it's not going to be easy, especially taking on the teams in NFC East. I think they're on the right track. I have high expectations. I hope they find an answer for Kansas City because, to me, that's their biggest nemesis right now.
Hey, Link, just for fun, since we have you and since we've been talking so much hoops lately, let's talk about week one. We don't need to get too in-depth, but Raiders at Tennessee, this Titans team looks a lot more formidable than I think most are giving them credit for.
Certainly. Absolutely. And I think with that running game that they've had, and especially with the Raiders started last season, with their difficulties in running, they're going to have a true test coming out the block. More importantly, you know, the Titans have added some offensive weapons to really stretch the field and give Mariota some targets to throw to. So the Raiders are going to have their handful from week one. But now they've got, look, it's no different than when the Raiders, when I played, I know everyone hated the Raiders. It's still the same thing. Everyone hates the Raiders. They either want to be the Raiders or want to beat the Raiders. So it doesn't matter who you play, that you're going to get your best shot. This schedule is nothing to be laughed at. If the Raiders come out on top, it would be well-earned. But it's starting when week one, as you mentioned.
Link, when you're talking about that, I think that Tennessee's a very formidable opponent, like you're saying. I think they're a playoff team as well. What do you think now with the addition of Beast Mode and what the Raiders has done, what kind of relief, if any, is that going to give Carr?
Well, I mean, look, they needed a big power back. They got one. And I think Marshawn Lynch adds a lot of excitement to not only fans but the team itself. If he's able to assemble, and look, it's going to be running back by committee. It's not primary, any one primary back or anything like that, but it's going to be running back by committee. But if he can assemble some of the things that he did when he was in the Seattle Seahawks uniform, it's going to be very good for the Raiders. They'll have their balance, if you will. I know Derek Carr wants to throw the ball and light up the scoreboard, but you got to have balance and you got to have a running game, and I think Marshawn Lynch and this crew brings that.
Link, what's the threat level moving forward for the organization as it pertains to the salary cap, and then Khalil Mack, Gabe Jackson, rookies that'll be coming up, or younger guys, I should say, like Carl Joseph, Amari Cooper? Are you concerned at all about how big this or how large this window is for the team to capitalize on what they've got cooking right now?
Well, it's not very large. I've always said that when you get your team together and you're able to put something together, your maximum window is about 3 to 4 years before people start nitpicking and breaking these things apart. The key to the Raiders will be trying to find a way to keep the foundation together. And of course, depending on who you talk to, it's different. Different people think that the foundation is different. This is one of those places where you don't admire Reggie McKenzie for being in a position of general manager, because he's got to make those hard decisions. You're not going to be able to keep everybody. That's just the way it goes. So that's why you've got to do your best, absolute best, to get a championship while you have these people in place.
One of the best in the business, one of the best the Raiders have ever known, Lincoln Kennedy with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Link, thank you for your time this morning. Always great catching up and talking football. Look forward to doing it again soon.
Pleasure's mine, guys. I'll see you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.